All right, as we continue to pray about the economic issues in our county, you may have discovered we are doing contrast. So today we're talking about those who are poor financially and those who are poor in spirit. So the statistics about poverty in our county are that we are now at 14.3% overall in the county, which is down from 18.8% 2 years ago. So that's good news. The poverty level means that you made less than $12,000 if you're single, $16,000 if there are two of you, $20,000 if there are three, and it goes up by $4,000 for the number of people living in the home. So it has declined, but a third of the Californians are living in or near poverty. And we know that it affects all people of all ages. 80% of the poor people actually work as well. Cities in San Bernardino County that have greater than 20%, which happens to be 17 of the cities in our county, are greater than 20%. The highest is 39% in Muskoy, and that includes Adelanto at 38, Barstow 36. You see how high these are? Lenwood 35, Searles Valley that had a lot of earthquakes and had one recently at 34, Homestead Valley 33, Lucerne Valley 31, San Bernardino City, that is our capital, it's at 30%. Needles 27, Victorville, a very large city, over 100,000 people, at 23%. 29 Palms, where there is a base nearby, 23%. Hesperia, 22, and Big River, 22. Joshua Tree and Yucca Valley at 21. Highland and Mountain View Acres at 20. So we need to pray for the poverty in our area. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy 15, 10, and 11 that says, "Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do." There will always be some in the land who are poor. So I guess we could try to pray for 0%, but it sounds like we will always have the poor with us. That is why God commands us to share freely with the poor and with others in need. So, Lord, we lift up those who are struggling. We know that the poverty rate is higher among children, seniors, Latinos, and less educated adults, and that most poor families are actually working and trying to make ends meet. So we definitely pray for forgiveness for any time we've looked at somebody and thought bad about them because they don't have enough money or they're begging. So, Lord, we pray that, first of all, that we can help them find jobs that can help them meet their needs, that we can help them with learning how to handle their finances. We pray, God, that there will be people and resources around them that can help those, especially that are young, the ones that can't do anything, that there would be resources for them. We pray, God, that the poverty will decrease, because we know that a lot of these places where there is high poverty, there is also high crime. And so people might fall prey to the trap or the temptation to go do something illegal to try to make more money because it seems faster and easier when in fact it's harder and more deadly. So God, we pray that that would also change. And we also pray that we would take on your model, Jesus. You said, you know the generous grace, Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 8:9. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. So we know, God, that we need to ask for forgiveness for any of us who belittle one's neighbor. You say it's blessed are those who help the poor in Proverbs. And if you help the poor, we are actually lending to the Lord and he will repay us. We thank you for that, Lord. But then you also talk about the poor in spirit. Now, what exactly does that mean? We have a link to a really good article about it. And is it something God wants us to be? Well, we know that on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declared in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In our county, we have people who are financially poor, And you are not talking about that here, Father. But you also, there are people in our county that need to be poor in spirit, where we recognize that it isn't riches that we need, but that we are spiritually needing you, Lord Jesus. That you, it realizes that we are utterly spiritually bankrupt before you, that we have an understanding that we are nothing without you, that being poor in spirit means we admit because of sin, we are completely destitute spiritually and can do nothing to deliver ourselves from our dire situations. No matter our status in life, we must recognize, help us to recognize as people, our spiritual poverty before we can come to God in faith to receive the salvation that you offer. So we pray, God, that more and more people will be blessed as they become poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that we pray that there would be more and more recognition of our worthlessness, of our spiritual currency, and the inability of our own works to save it, to save us. Because it is by grace that we are saved and not by works, lest anyone should boast. So we have this contrast and we continue to look around us knowing that when we mock the poor, we insult our maker. Those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors God. And you also said, God, when we put on a luncheon or a banquet, not to invite friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they'll invite us back, and that will be our only reward. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then at the resurrection of the righteous, God, you will reward us for inviting those who could not repay. Ah, Lord, so we thank you, God, that you will give justice to the poor and the orphan, and you uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute, and that you will rescue the poor and helpless and deliver them from the grasp of evil people. We pray especially for that. And then we pray that we will have an attitude that recognizes our worthlessness and our lack of value without the work that you did on the cross for us, that gave us the ability to be poor in spirit, so that the kingdom of heaven is ours. May we share this good news with others in Jesus' name.